Honored to have as our first guest today the wonderful guitarist Otmar Liebert. Welcome and a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks very much. Nice to be here.
He will be at the Mystic tonight, folks. We're going to be handing out a pair of tickets plus a CD and a chance to meet up with Otmar tonight at the Mystic Theater in Petaluma. Mm-hmm. Okay, the new album, Waiting and Swan?
Say it fast.
Waiting and Swan.
Yeah.
Waiting and Swan.
And so on.
Waiting and so on.
It's very clever. It's Caribbean. It's not. I didn't come up with it. It's just Caribbean Creole.
Cool. And okay, so you were telling me off air about how this kind of came about, and talk about it because it's mostly Bob Marley tunes,
right,
that we all know and love.
Well, I wanted to do something that showcased that the rhythm called tangos, which is a flamenco rhythm, always sounded similar to reggae. To me. And so I discovered that the rhythm was actually brought to Spain by sailors from the Caribbean. Mm. And then it became tangos flamenco. And I wanted to show how those two rhythms, even to this day, hundreds of years later, they really relate. They work together. So we'd have on the record, we'd have the drum kit would play reggae, and there would be percussion that would be in flamenco tangos rhythm. Mm. Or one guitar would play tangos and another one would play reggae. And the reason I like this idea so much is that, you know, we always think of some of these things, whether it's flamenco or bluegrass, as these pure traditions, but when you go back far enough, there's always a meeting of different cultures that came, and people found something that other people were doing. And, oh, this is really cool.
They
we
take
can turn
some
it
of
into this.
Take, yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's when you think about it, that's sure. What America is, right?
Yeah, rock and roll.
Lots of different foods, and rock and roll has, you know, its influences from all kinds of other places. Right. So, yeah.
Very cool. How long have you been doing this now? I know you started at least playing guitar at a really young age.
Yeah, and then I think my first record came out in 1990, so even that is now 26 years
wow.
ago. It's
yeah.
crazy.
And this is fascinating to me, too. You were born in Cologne, Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Your father was Chinese-German, and your mother was Hungarian.
Right.
Wow. And what was that like growing up? How long did you live in Germany?
I left when I was, I think I was 19. My grandfather obviously spent most of his time in China, and so I had heard about him traveling back and forth on the Trans-Siberian train, and so I got myself a ticket from Cologne. There's a Paris-Moscow express. Took a train to Moscow, and then the Trans-Siberian train. To Nakhodka, which is near Vladivostok. It's the harbor, the civilian harbor. Hmm. And from there, I took a boat to Yokohama and basically traveled around Asia for a year until I was 20 years old. Then I came here at some point.
And now you live in the U.S., don't you?
Yeah, I have lived in Santa Fe for
that's right.
30 years now.
Okay, that's right. What I figured, because I know this album was recorded there. So.
Yes.
Very cool.
I've tried to leave, but I can't find anything
nice.
Like it. I can't find anything like it.
That's how I feel about this place, you know, this area. It's
yeah,
like,
it is great. The food, the culture,
yeah,
the stuff.
The wine.
Yeah, the landscape, yeah.
tonight at the Mystic, this is going to be great. Are you solo?
No, we'll have I have a great band. I play guitar, obviously. John Gagan has been playing bass since 1989. He was on the very first album.
Wow.
For the last 4 or 5 years, we've played with Chris Steele, who plays flamenco percussion, but he also was for years and years in a reggae band, so he's one of the few people that can actually handle both, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year we added Peter Adams, who plays accordion and keyboard, and it just gives it that vibe. For some reason, the accordion, you know, most people think of accordion as more of a polka thing,
yeah.
But there's a whole other part of playing it that I discovered years ago that, for example, the Algerians do, sort of an Arabic version of the accordion, and it just fits great with the music.
Very cool. Tonight at the Mystic in Petaluma, and live here in the studio with his guitar, the great Otmar Liebert on the drive. Thank you. Oh, cool. Otmar Liebert tonight at the Mystic. That guitar, I'm assuming, is custom made.
Yeah.
And the strings look interesting. It's the way.
I think there was a thing in the 60s where they had black nylon, and I think this company, Dardario, is making those again.
Oh, okay.
As flamenco strings, and they just sound great.
Yeah, they really,
really
do.
I really like the way they stay in tune.
Beautiful guitar.
Thank you.
Okay, 636-1350. We have a pair of tickets for the show tonight at the Mystic, Otmar Liebert. And you also, you can meet Otmar, and you get a copy of his new CD. So give us a call right now and jump in on it. First person in, we'll grab it. We were a little short on time, so just talk to Mike, and he'll make it happen. And can we do one more? You got to do a sound check.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to go back.
You got to go. Okay, well, that's fine.
Thanks a lot.
We'll play some more from the album. Otmar Liebert, tonight.
Thanks, man.
Great to meet you, man.
Thanks very much.
I've really been a fan for years.
Great, thank you.
Tonight, the Mystic Theater in Petaluma. All right, we'll be back on The Drive. Stay tuned.